Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We are talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Now, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Okay, thank you so much. And in which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Okay. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron.
Okay, got it. And of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone, and some on a regular home phone? Or all or almost all calls on a cell phone.
Okay. What is this survey for?
The survey is about the upcoming November elections. And these types of questions are for statistical purposes only.
Okay, so you asked if I get the majority of my calls on the cell phone, on a home phone, or what?
Yes.
Well, I get the majority of my calls on my cell phone.
Okay, thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
You broke up. What was that again?
Yes. In what year were you born?
1979.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, just give me 1 second. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaska Native?
Hispanic, Latino.
Okay, got it. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
I'm in a graduate program. The last program I completed was my master's. I'm working on my doctorates.
Okay. And thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I disapprove.
And would you say you strongly or just somewhat disapprove?
I strongly disapprove. And so
okay,
does my bank
it.
Account.
Okay. And if the election for the U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
I would vote for a Republican candidate.
Okay, and would you definitely vote for Republican or just probably vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. And for each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. And then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. And if I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one
Perfect.
Is Myra Flores.
Yes. Yes, I'm aware of Myra Flores.
Okay, and would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of her?
I have a favorable impression of her.
Okay, and is that very or just somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Got it. Then we have Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Got it. And the last one is Vicente Gonzalez.
very unfavorable.
Got it. Thank you so much for your answers. Now, thinking ahead to the November elections, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Very interested. You said on a scale of 1 through 10?
Yes.
A 10. Very, where 10 is very interested?
Yes.
Yes, it's yes. 10.
Okay, got it. Now, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, if the election for the U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, the Republican, or Colin Albert, the Democrat?
Ted Cruz.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat, or Myra Flores, the Republican?
Myra Flores.
Okay, and will you definitely vote or just probably vote for Myra Flores?
Definitely vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
A Republican.
Okay, and would you call yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Conservative.
And is that very or just somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay, thank you so much. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home, do you speak only English, mostly English but some Spanish, Spanish and English equally, mostly Spanish but some English, or only Spanish at home?
Spanish and English equally.
Okay, thank you. Now, regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Sam, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.